This is Circulating Ideas. I'm Steve Thomas. This episode concludes our ALA election coverage. This episode, I'm talking to the presidential candidates for the new members roundtable. I wanted to do this series so you could be more informed about the candidates for office in ALA. Don't forget to vote, which begins at 9 a.m. Central on March 19th, and ballots close at midnight on April 26th. You'll be voting by email, so if you haven't gotten an email confirmation, make sure to check with ALA. Holly, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
You are running for the president of the New Members Roundtable. Why do you want to be president of the New Members Roundtable?
Well, obviously, there's that sense of helping people and giving back, which I think is innate in most librarians. But I've been really fortunate to have so many great opportunities to volunteer, participate, and network and do all these professional development activities. And I think it's helped me get excited about librarianship. I think all new members should have a chance to do that, to connect with others in the profession and have the opportunity to participate in professional development to make them better at what they do in their day-to-day lives. And, you know, selfishly, I think it's fun to meet new people and to exchange ideas and to nerd out on library topics. So, you know, it's something that I think is important to get these new professionals really excited about what they do at such a critical time in their careers.
And yeah, it's great. It's great to always to learn, to add to your personal learning network and professional network. It's just, it's always fun to make connections with people. And I think ALA is a good way to do that. And New Members Roundtable is a good way to get people into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What sorts of things do you think the New Members Roundtable does well for its new members?
I think it provides a home for new librarians. When you look around the ALA organization, this is the place where you want to get started. It's really overwhelming when you look at ALA as a whole, but NMRT is that stepping stone for those who want to get their feet wet, to get their foot in the door, to have the ALA experience, but in a more intimate community. And I really think it focuses on, you know, the most important type of librarians, the emerging professional, who are going to be the future leaders of libraries in ALA. And I really think having that stepping stone is probably the most important aspect of what NMRT does, is extending the hand out, opening their arms to give them a home for the new librarians.
Yeah, the organization can kind of be overwhelming for new members, I think.
Right, yeah. And, you know, even just going to conferences, it's, you see all these people congregating and where do I go? What do I do? And NMRT is there to help them with the conference, to help them, you know, with resumes, to do everything that a new professional really needs.
How has the NMRT been helpful for you personally?
Well, I think meeting people, having the shared experiences with others has really been one of the best things that have come out of being an NMRTer. NMRT guarantees the committee work, which gives you the resume and practical experience that you need to really start out as a new professional in an organization like ALA. But, you know, for me personally, I think it's the great job that NMRT does in helping people network, sharing information, you know, the stories. It's that shared experience, I think, that I really connected to as an NMRT member. You know, some of the best things I mentioned earlier about nerding out on library topics haven't necessarily been with public librarians. You know, I'm a public librarian, but to hear the stories and to share experiences with people from the academic school special sectors, I think is amazing. And I really feel like I grow when I do that networking, when I do that connecting.
Yeah, I think all different kinds of libraries can all learn from each other. I mean, we do have sort of a core value set that we can all learn from.
Right. And, you know, you learn that, oh, you're not alone with, you know, the crazy stories of something happening in the library, or being nervous about job interviews, or switching, you know, positions in your organization. It's universal. And I think it's really nice connecting that way.
What things would you propose as president to make the NMRT more appealing to members? Or do you have a certain, I don't know if platform is the right word, of something that you want to push if you're elected president?
Well, in my very brief time as a librarian, what I've really tried to focus on is leadership, diversity, and professional development. And I really think the professional development aspect is so important. And I know I'm kind of reiterating myself, but not everyone can go to conferences or delve into a lot of committee work. I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of obstacles. We kind of know that elephant in the room of the economy. Maybe if you're in a rural library, it makes it hard to really get out there and do those types of things. But I think if we can make NMRT accessible to everyone by bringing NMRT to them, and it's not just the virtual committees, it's doing more webinars, it's making the content accessible to everyone so that they don't feel like they're being left out if they can't do the big things, the conferences, I think is really important. And I also think that NMRT should collaborate with other library organizations. They're doing some work with LLAMA, which I think is absolutely amazing, because that's such a great collaboration partner. But I would like to see more of these cross collaborations so we can provide those dynamic professional development experiences to the members of NMRT.
And so you are still a new librarian. I did realize just today, I was looking over some of the NMRT page, and I realized I've actually aged out of NMRT, that I've been a professional for 12 years. So I could be an alumni member or something, but I'm old.
You can be in NMRT for 10 years, which, yes. You know, I'm getting towards the tail end of being a member. But really, you know, that's extraordinary that you get this level of support, even yes. 8, 9, 10 years into your career, because a lot of people, they switch their job descriptions, or they need that type of support, which I think is amazing. And it's weird to think that you can age out, but but I mean, to get that level of support that far into your career, I think is awesome.
Right. And at that point, you've probably found your way into ALA at that point, and you can find other divisions you can be active in too. So.
Right. Right. Like I said, it's an absolutely great stepping stone. And you know, it's so cool to see what the, NMRT alumni are doing. I mean, Courtney Young, she's running for ALA president, and she was NMRT president. To see that development from a new member into, you know, someone doing some great work out there is, I think, really, really cool.
Yes, definitely. And so just overall, why did you choose to be a librarian? Why did you make that your career path?
Well, it's something that sort of did not happen. It happened naturally, I guess. You know, when I was about to graduate from college, I panicked. I thought, oh my gosh, okay, I'm about to graduate. What am I going to do? Okay, do I need to find a job? Why is everyone asking me all these questions? You know, it's the same feeling you get right before you graduate high school. Oh my gosh, where do I go now? And so I looked at all my options. And I actually had a Gates scholarship that I found out would provide support for a graduate degree. And so I thought, hey, this is amazing. I can go to school. I have a scholarship. And I can delay the inevitable search for a job and become an adult. And I looked around and I was really intrigued by library science. I thought, what is library science? And I looked into it. And I know this sounds super cliche, but I loved books. And I thought, well, obviously, this is the profession for me. It all made sense in my mind at that time. And then the pieces just kind of fell into place where the University of Denver's program had just been accredited, and I lived very near there. You know, I had the scholarship. It just intrigued me. So I was really fortunate that I ended up having all the puzzle pieces fall into place for me to become a librarian. And I was really fortunate that I found a profession that I've enjoyed, and I've enjoyed so much. And it's been kind of one amazing journey since then. You know, I don't know how many people are out there want to be a librarian from when they're five. You know, I wanted to be an astronaut or a princess when I was five. But as you grow up, you find these professions that fit your personality and fit kind of your passions. And I found once I got past the, oh, I love books, I can be a librarian type mentality, I found that this was just the profession for me.
Right. Well, Holly, good luck in the election. And I hope everybody goes out and votes. And yes, I hope people learn more about you so they can make an informed decision.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you interviewing me.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Megan, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is the last in our election episodes for 2013, and you are running for the new member roundtable president position. Why do you want...
Yes, vice president, president-elect.
Yes, I'm sorry. Eventually president.
Yes.
why do you want that position?
Well, one of my favorite sayings is, be the change you want to see in the world, and leadership positions are really the ultimate platform for being able to affect change and help other people. So I've always been attracted to leadership positions for that reason, and NMRT specifically, because they've just helped me out so much since I joined in 2007, and I would love to give back.
What have they done specifically that's been helpful for you personally?
Well, the very first thing that comes to mind is the resume review service. Back before I had any library experience, I submitted my resume to the resume review service, and they completely redid it for me. Well, they didn't redo it for me. They provided suggestions on how I should reformat it to make it more appealing for library hiring committees, and I'm convinced that that was instrumental in my getting my first library position. They also sponsored my Emerging Leaders participation in 2011, which means that they gave me $500 to attend both midwinter and annual, which is a huge deal when you're a new librarian and have
right.
no money.
Yeah.
And I also participated in their mentoring program in 2010 at the ALA conference, and it was through that program that I was inspired to even apply for the Emerging Leaders process in the first place.
And what other sorts of things do you think that the NMRT does well for new members?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think they do lots of great things for new members. The resume review service, which I've already mentioned, and that career mentoring program. They do a career mentoring program as well as a conference mentoring program. So whether you'd like guidance in terms of what next steps you should take in your career or what things you should see at a conference, you know, they've got both of those covered. They've also got scholarships that make attendance at conferences possible for people who would otherwise be unable to attend. And they also do really great free practical continuing education through the online discussion forum, their annual program, and their journal and newsletter.
Yeah, I think it's nice sometimes to have something like that because the ALA can seem kind of huge and overwhelming to a new member that's not sure where to get started.
Absolutely. I mean, 60,000 members, that's kind of huge. And I mean, I remember when I first joined ALA, I didn't know what anything was, so I just signed up for pretty much all of the divisions and roundtables, and I just really got in over my head. And some of the best advice I've heard is, in order to figure out how ALA works and get involved, is to find just one section and get to know that section, and that'll really help you understand how the rest of ALA works. And NMRT is really the ideal place for that because it's for new members. So, you know, no one's going to, you know, think poorly of you if you don't understand how council works or how decisions are made or that sort of thing.
And it's nice because people don't just go on for a year and then leave. The people stay around and help, like you're doing, and help the newer members as they come in as well.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you can be a member of New Members Roundtable for the first 10 years that you're a member of ALA, but lots of people stick around afterwards. You know, like Aaron Dobbs, for example, he's a NMRT alum, and there's lots of other folks out there who are NMRT alums who still stick around and keep an eye on the listserv and answer questions to help new folks because it's just so rewarding.
What new things would you propose as president to make NMRT more appealing to members, or do you have like a platform kind of thing that you would want to implement if you became president?
Sure. I kind of have a two-prong idea for what I'd like to do if I'm elected. First of all, I'd like to provide additional support for members who are more mid-career. You know, as we've already discussed, you know, NMRT does a lot of great things for brand new people. But as it's open to anyone with less than 10 years of experience in ALA, lots can happen professionally in those 10 years. You know, you can be new to ALA, but not new to librarianship, or like me, your first professional position can be a managerial one, in which case, you know, you need some different things. So what I'd like to do specifically is strengthen our already strong relationship with LAMA, which is the Leadership and Management Division of ALA, by collaborating on programming and continuing education opportunities more, and also to enhance the career mentoring program that we've got to help those more experienced New Members Roundtable members feel like their experience and wisdom is being put to good use by helping the newer members. Something else I'd like to do is to collaborate additionally with other ALA and non-ALA groups, hoping to reach out to students and new members. It seems like lots of the divisions are trying to do this. You know, I've served on the LEADA membership committee and, you know, several other membership committees for different ALA groups, and they're all trying to get new members, which is something that the NMRT is obviously great for, you know, in terms of knowing what the new members want and need. So it would just really make sense to combine forces and, you know, use our powers for good and, you know, just to strengthen what we're already offering.
And how long have you been on the New Members Roundtable? How long have you been in ALA?
I joined in 2007, and I'm currently on the executive board as the leadership director, and I'll be rotating off this spring, but I've been the leadership director for about 2 years now.
And why did you choose to be a librarian in the first place, back when you were deciding what you wanted to do with your life?
Well, funnily enough, I actually think that being a librarian is very similar to being an RA or resident assistant in college, which is what I did for 3 years. You know, it's not a natural connection, but, you know, being an RA is all about helping people and connecting them to the resources they need in order to be successful and even developing programming. And I just absolutely fell in love with helping those college students, you know, get the help they need and help them make those connections. And it seemed like a kind of natural fit since I love books and love helping people find information that it would go from something like that to being a librarian. So I was an English major. That's the traditional major, I guess, if you want to go into librarianship. But I feel like really the being an RA for 3 years actually was surprisingly helpful in terms of giving me the skills I need.
And what position are you in now? I should have asked that at the beginning of what's your current job now?
Oh, I'm currently an assistant branch manager for a public library in Virginia. Before that, I was a circulation supervisor at an academic library.
I had the same path. I used to work at academic, and now I'm in public.
Well, you get lots of funny stories to tell at the end of the day when you work in the public library, so
yes.
I really enjoyed it.
They're good stories, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where can people go to find out more about you online?
I have a Facebook page that's both professional and personal, so people are welcome to, friend me on Facebook. I tweet at ML Hodge, and I have a mostly quiet blog, bluestockinglibrarian at wordpress.com.
All right. Well, I hope people have learned more about you on this and can make a good informed choice when they vote, and hopefully they will go vote. That's what sort of everybody I'm interviewing for this has been really, everybody's sort of disappointed in the numbers that we usually get for ALA elections. So we're hoping people will get out and vote a little more.
Yeah. Well, if it isn't helpful in increasing the voter turnout, that would be awesome, because you just look at those statistics every year and it is sad, but I think the NMRT actually usually has a better turnout in terms of, participation rates than the rest of ALAs. So hopefully that'll be the case this year as well. Well,
very good. So good luck, Megan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
If you'd like to learn more about the podcast, you can visit circulatingideas.com, or you can follow the show on Twitter at circideas, or on Tumblr at circulatingideas.tumblr.com. You can also like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/circulatingideas. And if you have comments, questions, or suggestions for future interviews, you can contact the show at circulatingideas.mail@gmail.com. Music is by Pamela Klicka. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me again next time.